While the children are here, I want to read to you. First of all, let me see what it is. It's quite a few points, really. I have to pick and choose. One Christmas, about 3 years ago, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? Yeah. Now, at Christmas time in Marazan, and Huey was doing a magic show for us. It was one of the most delightful parts, one of the parts of Christmas. And we called one child over. He said, come on now, who will come? And this girl got up and went straight down. She was quite, she wasn't shy. And he gave her a glass of something to drink. He was telling the audience, now this looks like this, but it'll be like that, you know, the whole trick. And she said, you don't think I'm going to drink it, do you? I don't know if the glass is things like this. Anyway, the lovely part is that she, her love for Baba, which I'd heard about from Pat and Irene, who lived in the compound of Elizabeth's, Vilu's compound. So she wrote, this child, the 7-year-old girl, wrote a letter to Baba. You see, during the Christmas, each one got a packet with a saying of Baba, with a button of Baba, or a locket, or something of Baba's, and chocolates, and gems, and things. So she picked a saying. In her packet, she got the saying, Baba saying, which said, once your heart is clean, God will shine out of it. So the same thing she repeats here, Avatar Meher Baba, she's writing. And she gave it to us, it's to Baba in Mangli Hall, this is just 3 years ago. Avatar Meher Baba, my dear Baba darling. Then she quotes her saying, once your heart is clean, God will shine out of it. Then she says, God, I agree. I agree that I will love you and be good, and I will help, and I will always think of you. You are very famous. She puts an E at the, after the famous. You are very famous, and you are the whole world's pleasure. You're the whole world's pleasure. And when your birthday comes, you know what lovely presents I will give you. And because you are so good that you became God. And I love you so much that what shall I give you? Even if you died, you are in my heart and you know what I'm writing. So I love writing for you. That is all, God. Then she writes, ends it with, this is a song. And she writes, I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And then she was her name, Tara. She's Vilu's
granddaughter
or great-granddaughter?
Great-granddaughter.
Great-granddaughter. And this is from a little girl in the West, in America.
Izzy and Cassie. She's about seven, but she's...
Seven. One time in India, there was a girl. She was a Baba lover. Her name was Sarah. She was five. None of her friends loved Baba. She was all alone. Her mom loved Baba. But that was not the same. She wanted a friend that loved Baba. Then she said, Baba loves Baba, so Baba can be my friend. So she said, Baba, be my friend. So from then on, she had a friend that loved Baba, and that was Baba. The end. Oh, here's something I usually read out of the New Year, and I missed it. A school favorite, Mara's mine, an old time, our generation all, you know, I'm sure it's done now too, but... Listen, I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light, that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way. Isn't that lovely? We know all this, but how often do we remember it? Oh, talking of children, that's why I put it there. Here are some poster stamps with pictures that were drawings by children. Poster stamp for 32 cents, right?
Yeah.
And one of the pictures just intrigued me, delighted me. It has... It is a current... associated with a current event. What is happening now in the world, you see. There's violence and there's this and all that, all the thing. And the heart of man and all. It needs cleaning up, right? Mm-hmm. The world needs, the heart of man needs to be cleaned. And of course that's God's job. But the children have put it like that. This one drew a big bathtub and put the world in the bathtub, you know. And there's bubbles coming out of the bathtub. And you know there's a lot of soap involved. But the brush that is used to clean it is a toothbrush. And that is so deep. It's because you see that this is a God-sized job. When man is trying to clean up the world, he's only doing it with a toothbrush. It can never get done. It needs the sweeping cleaning of the avatar, you know. I love that. Kids care. Yeah, you all would like to pass it on.
Money. Remember for Baba's birthday, I think it was for his 100th birthday, you wrote that beautiful song about Marijuan.
Yeah.
And that you wrote a line that's so much like this stamp.
Rubbing and scrubbing.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Remember, the line is, the avatar, he came to claim his little ball, means the earth.
Yeah.
The toy he loved the most of all.
Yes.
Lost
that's
in the
earth. Because he always said, it is on earth that you can attain the goal.
Lost in the forest of hate and greed, to its master's call it paid no heed. Then the next line, with the rubbing and the scrubbing, with his endless grace, till something we sees the its master, his master.
And
his
I never remember
face.
My...
sang it.
I only know the first line. Bells I hear so sweet and clear, 5 o'clock in the morning.
World in his hand, it is weeping from the great avataric sweeping.
That is why I love this. I think this is Irish prayer.
Till it reveals his lovely face, with the rubbing and the scrubbing with his endless grace, till it reveals his lovely face. How does it start? What's the beginning? Bells I hear so true and clear, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. They ring his... Oh my God.
Give it up, dear. We'll do it.
Thank tomorrow.
You. Tomorrow. Sometimes I try and sing a song. You know, it was really beyond my scope or anything. Mara would gently turn down and say, leave it for tomorrow. Leave some for tomorrow. Okay.